This is Running on Sunshine. Thanks for joining us today as we talk about anything from runs down here in the South to nutrition. Now let's pop the hops on sunshine and get this pod started. Hey everybody, it is Meg. I am joined with one of my very favorite humans, Julie, new friend to the show, Julie. Say hi, Julie.
Hello.
And Julie and I had an adventure. We went to run Space Coast. This is my second time running Space Coast. We'll get into that a little bit later. This was your first time?
Correct, yes.
Awesome sauce. All right, so we have popped the hops already. Julie, tell us what we're drinking this evening.
We are drinking a pumpkin spice latte from Swamp Head Brewery in Gainesville, Florida.
Ooh, okay, I promise this is gonna be the last pumpkin beer, you guys. I know I went on a pumpkin craze. I bought, you haven't been here, Jules, I bought like 10 pumpkin beers, and so we've been doing nothing but pumpkin beer. Cheers,
salut. Cheers.
All right, we're tasting and smelling. I don't know how I feel about this one.
Sweeter than I expected.
The coffee doesn't... I don't know that I'm a fan.
It is beer, though, so I'm going to drink it.
Yeah. So far, like, everybody, all of our friends that have been on have said the same. Like, Sarah was like, I don't love it, but I'll drink it.
Yeah, exactly. Keep drinking.
Yeah. Okay, I'm taking a second sip. Okay, in the realm of pumpkin, this one is going to be at the bottom of my list.
It is the only pumpkin beer I've had this year, but it's still going to be at the bottom of my list.
We love you, Swamp Head Brewery. We just don't love this one specifically. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll keep drinking this. Let's dig into Space Coast. Now, I've done Space Coast before. You said this was your first time. My first time running Space Coast was not a huge success. I got about halfway through and then discovered I had a really severe stomach ulcer and I hadn't been paying any attention to my body prior to that. And then all of a sudden things went really downhill for me and I had to have my mom come because she had gone with me for the weekend along with Kristen, who's normally here with us, and her mom. I had to have the moms come and pick me up. And let me just tell you the humiliation of having two moms come and get you and yell everything that's wrong with your body as they're picking you up is a new low for me. So this was my redemption, and I was scared to go back full marathon after that fiasco. So we decided to do a half. And I had found out in advance that the South course, because for Space Coast, you can do the full marathon. They run simultaneously. You can do the full marathon, the North half marathon, and the South half marathon. And they basically cut the full marathon in half, and then they start the North half marathon at the same time as the full, and then they stagger start the South half marathon. So we started after everybody else had already started, but not by much. I had the best time. What about you?
I thought it was a beautiful course, the sunrise, and there might have been a few drinks had along the way, so that was probably my best part, and that I hit a record time.
You hit a record time, and you were drinking.
And I was drinking lots.
Good a PR. Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, when we were talking to everybody in the corral waiting to get started, it sounded like everybody was shocked to hear us say that we'd heard that it was a party course. And so I was like, oh God, maybe this isn't going to be what we think it is. Oh no, it was. It was so good. All right, but let's backtrack. Let's start with registration. We got registration. We registered pretty easily. I've heard that it does sell out. The different courses can sell out pretty quickly. I've also heard that the South course has a larger, and I could be wrong, larger capacity for people than the North course does. And the full marathon. So you have a better chance of getting in the South course, is my understanding.
And I think I just registered the week before the race and still was able to get in.
Perfect, yeah. So then we drove over to, because Space Coast happens where?
Cocoa, Florida, on the river.
Yep, it happens by the Space Center. And I was telling Julie, like, I can't remember half of anything. So like we did packet pickup. Wait, say the name of where we did packet pickup.
Cocoa Village.
And what did you think of packet pickup?
We got there a little bit at the last 15, 20 minutes of it. So I think some of the crowd had died down. We did manage to find parking and run over there and grab it. So I think it probably might have been more exciting a little bit earlier, but we still got in there and got our turtle towels.
Yeah, we got turtle towels. Yes. If you've never seen turtle towels, you guys, they hook to the top of the seat in your car. And then if you're sweaty and disgusting, you just plop down on it and it like absorbs the funk. How else would you describe that?
And it's got a plastic liner on the back, so your seat doesn't absorb the funk either.
Oh, so nice. Yes. They're really nice. Yeah, so they had those there, and they had them on a special price. So we got two, and we were really obsessed, so excited. But yeah, I thought the expo was really easy. My only qualm would be the parking, and I think we got lucky with where we parked.
Yes.
But I could see where at the wrong time of day it could be problematic.
And we might have been illegal parking, so.
I'm pretty sure we were. I'm pretty sure we did illegally park, but that's all right, whatever. So yeah, they had some cute vendors, not a ton. Mm-hmm. It was really pretty along the water. Mm-hmm. And there was like a little fountain, place for kids to run around.
Cute little village. We didn't, I think, have time to check it out, but it was a cute little village.
Yeah, if I had more time, I would love to go back and like do Coco properly, but I feel like I never have time.
Yeah.
So don't you feel the same?
Yeah.
I bet there was all kinds of like cute restaurants and pubs down in that area too.
Coffees and bakeries.
Yeah, that looked like it. So we went back to check into our hotel. Oh God, don't hate me. I made the reservation. I can't remember where we stayed either. Do you remember?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm the worst host.
Courtyard.
Courtyard! Marriott Courtyard. Courtyard. Really nice. It was really nice. We were across the street from this adorable Italian restaurant. Mm-hmm. Pro tip, if you're going to go there, make a reservation.
We did not.
We did not, and they were not fans of ours, so there's that. But it was delicious.
It's very good.
It was a long wait, but it was totally worth it. But yeah, I think our hotel worked out really well. This race has buses that bus you to the start and back, which we really took advantage of.
Yes. Yeah. It was super helpful. And there was only 10, 15 minute ride to the race.
Yeah. Really quick over the bridge. It was a pretty ride too. It was over the water. My understanding is there's not actually like hotels close to where the race starts and finishes. So they have to have kind of like buses that take people back and forth, but not a lot of races do that. They make you kind of fend for yourself, but I think they've done a great job because there's not a lot of parking in that area to make it really convenient.
And that's probably why they do it, to make up for it. And because I think it was in the downtown area, so not a lot of hotels, and people when they travel I think want to stay at the beach.
Yeah.
Which is where we stayed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh goodness, you guys, Poppy Potts is, I'm working on my costume for Disney, and Poppy Potts is licking it. It's on the ground. Oh, well, there's that. All right, moving on. So, race morning, we got out there really early. I have a bad tendency to do that. I like to be out there and, like, see whatever, like, scope it all out and figure it out. But I thought it was fun. I had a really good time just hanging out, watching people.
People watching was amazing.
Yeah. There were some good costumes.
Yeah. Space costumes.
All space themed. People dressed up like aliens. Mm-hmm. All kinds of cute, like, just outfits, adorableness.
Astronauts.
It was fairly chilly, but not freezing. It was like a nice cold, like the way you want to start a run. Yeah. But yeah, really good. Lots of porta potties. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's an actual bathroom there for the park that has like three stalls, if I remember correctly. And then they lined a bunch of porta potties up all over the place as well. So that was nice. And there were so many that it moved really nice and quickly. We walked down and checked out the because we had time. We checked out the starting line for the marathon and for the North Course, and that seemed really nice too. They had a super cool starting. It was like a thing that was like blast off, and then it blew the smoke and there were lights. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Lots of sound effects and lights effects and all that good stuff.
Very on.
At 6:20 a.m.
Yeah, very on brand for them. So that was good. And then once we got started, it was like sunset and it was beautiful and over the water and going out, the water was on our left, coming back, it was on our right. There were gorgeous homes, but the big thing with this race that we really had fun, and if you've watched our Insta or Facebook, you've seen the video, was just the spectator stands that they had set up along the way. And it started at mile one.
Yes. Yes.
And I looked at you and I was like, what kind of run do you want to have today? Like, do you want to go hard or do you want to have fun?
But there are shots at mile one. Yeah, I think there's only one answer to that.
Yeah, so we stopped at mile one and we did fireball shots. Mm-hmm. And it just kept rolling from there. Mm-hmm. Mm. Sorry, guys. Beverage break. Yeah, so then after mile one, the next beverage stop, I think, was like mile four.
Yes.
Yeah, and that was beer.
Beer shots, I believe, and cheese balls.
The cheese balls with the beer were so good. It was delicious. And they were really nice, too, because we were like, can we have more than one?
Yes, yeah, they gave me two beers on that one.
Yeah. And then it wasn't even a full mile, and there was another stand.
Liquor stand, wasn't that the Fireball stand again?
They had Fireball, they had just regular whiskey, they had pure, you could do a shot of vodka.
Oh, and mimosas too. I had a mimosa there.
Bloody Marys.
Did not have one of those.
And they had bacon at that one as well.
And pancakes.
That was the pancake
stand. And sausage.
But we didn't eat until the mile. We're coming back.
Yeah, we're back.
Because it was an out and back, we were able to hit all these places twice.
That's a perk.
It was a perk. And then after that, we went down for a while. I don't think there was anything after that, was there?
There was the astronaut stand with all the people out there ringing the bells, and they were dressed like the astronauts, and they had the big sound system. And
that was really cute. They didn't have anything to eat or drink, but they were adorable.
Yes, they provided good entertainment.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And so then we went down. It was just a really beautiful race.
Yeah.
Like, the weather was good. People were so nice.
I thought it was probably one of my favorite half marathon courses, just because of the time of day, the scenery, the shots did not hurt at all. So I thought it was kind of a perfect race.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt like we did really well considering how much we took in during that race. So we do the turnarounds. Normally when you're doing an out and back, you're like, oh my God, when is this turnaround? But I didn't feel like that. I was like, what else is coming?
Right.
This is so pretty.
Is there going to be another shot stand?
Yeah. Like, oh, this is, it was just such a beautiful morning. It was so, I can't even, a little humid.
Yeah.
And mosquitoes.
Oh yeah.
There were, I mean, when we stopped at one of the porta potties, and we were talking with this girl that had flown in from Kentucky.
Oh yes, yes.
And I looked over and she had a mosquito on her head, and I said, I need to smack you on the head, but please don't, I'm a friend, please don't be mad. I was like, you have a mosquito. And she was like, do it. And so I smacked her really quick, like gently. But yeah, the mosquitoes were a little bit gnarly, but that's not something they can control. I mean, you're running next to the water in Florida.
Yeah.
It's kind of is. It is what it is. Yeah. So then on the way back, we hit all those stands again for a second time.
Yes.
We met some really cool people. I feel like we met, oh my gosh, I wish I had gotten her name, but I was running for a while with a girl who was turning 13.
Oh yes.
She had just turned 13 the month before, and it was the day that she was going to be 13 in 1 month was the day she was doing this, and it was her very first half marathon.
Yes.
And I was, when she crossed the finish line, we had already finished, and I was watching her, and I was like, get it! Yeah! I'm so excited 13. For you! Yeah, exactly. It was so cute. So, I don't know. I feel like we had just, it was just pure shenanigans the entire course.
Good times.
Really good times.
Ran across a few ladies to challenge us.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that?
Like a good challenge.
I am not competitive. I feel like you're the same way I am. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just not like super competitive people. We're just out to have fun. And we were running next to these two ladies, and they were saying how it feels so good to be able to pass people and finish in front of, like, go cross the finish line in front of certain people. And they were kind of like looking over, like head nodding towards us. Like they couldn't wait to pass us. And conversation was with each other. And I was like, well, that's just rude. We're not going at 100. We're having fun. I guess now we have to go to 100.
Yeah.
Thanks, ladies. So then we kind of opened it up from there, and we just like ran.
And we did beat them.
Oh my gosh, by so much. If you're out there listening to this, I know you are, podcast.
Yeah.
Suck it.
Yeah.
No, I don't even really care about stuff like that, but when people are so blatantly rude, and that was just kind of like,
just makes for a good challenge. Oh, yeah. And we were drinking shots. It wasn't our fault.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I was like, I'm going to go. And I turned behind. I was like, Julie, are you ready to run? And you're like, no. And then the next thing I know, you're like right behind me the whole time. I was like, yes, you were.
I just needed a little break.
Yeah.
A few burps to get out all that beer.
Yeah. I was like, I have to go now. These ladies have upset me. Must run. So it was super fun. The swag was kind of interesting.
Interesting is a good word for that.
The shirts are really nice.
And busy.
There is a lot going on. They're usually space looking shirts, so it looks like the night sky and like a rocket taking off.
Long sleeves.
Yeah. Oh, it's sponsored by SpaceX, which is an interesting fact.
Yeah.
Take it for what it is.
Yeah.
And then they give you a patch. It's like a Yep. Patch. Space patch?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe some people collect them and put them on their jackets because I think they have like a 5-year thing or something.
That makes sense.
And then when we crossed the finish line, we got towels.
Yes. And a huge, huge medal.
Oh, yeah. The medals are massive, which we're here for. We like a big medal. Yeah. But then also the finish line party. Let's talk.
Oh, we had pizza.
We had a lot.
Beer.
More beer.
Milk. Chocolate milk.
They had a full breakfast station, though, with like eggs and sausage and biscuits. And
biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
And all kinds of... We didn't go in there, but we hit pizza, milk, beer. What else do you need?
Yeah. It looked like there was fruit. Do you know what we ran past? And I was like, when I cross the finish line, I want to circle around. But they have you run a circle around the finishing area. And by the time we crossed the finish line, I completely forgot about it. They had Darth Vader and the Mandalorian and stormtroopers for a photo op. And completely forgot about it by the time we got our beer.
I didn't see them.
Oh, I was like, why? Later, I was like, dang it. So we had a great time. We had another beer while we were there. We took the beer with us to the bus. Our bus driver was amazing. She was so cool. And then we took the bus back.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to hang out there for a while, you definitely could. We wanted to shower before checkout. That was our thing.
Yes, that was major necessity for a 3-hour drive home smelling.
Yeah.
Beer shots and sweat. Yeah,
exactly. So, I honestly want to add this to my annual regime.
I think it would be a good one to be an annual.
And I know when I posted the video and pictures, a lot of our friends were like super jealous they didn't
join
us.
Absolutely. I had people saying, I want to run races with you.
Yeah.
Sign me up. How do you find all these fun ones?
Yeah. So we just love a good time. What can we say? I appreciate you. I appreciate you going with me.
It was a lot of fun. I was glad I'm able to make it work, and it was an unexpected half marathon to throw in there, so it was a good time. And
I know. I think I text you the week before, like, hey, any interest in doing this with me?
Yes, please.
I know. You're always my, ride or die chick,
yes,
totally.
Yes.
So, well, thanks for doing this with me tonight.
Thanks for some pumpkin spice latte.
Ooh, I promise there's no more. Actually, I have 3 more of this one, so...
Yeah.
Good times for me. Anyways, guys, Julie is going to come back at a future date. She did her first Ragnar, so stay tuned, and we're going to talk about that. I've never done one. I don't know anything about it, and I cannot wait to hear all about it. I'm so excited.
So excited.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Jules.
Have a great night.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Thanks again for joining the show today, guys. Make sure you leave a review for us on this podcast and follow us on Facebook at Running on Sunshine. Also, if you feel like we've said anything in error, please reach out and let us know. Have a great day.